Tonight, and I'm Maria Shakil. Early this morning, the Congress leadership announced its candidates for two high-profile seats, Amethi and Raebareli, putting an end to speculation that Rahul Gandhi may be fielded from Amethi, a seat he has represented three times in the Rajya Sabha, in the Lok Sabha in the past. The Congress picked Kishori Lal Sharma for the seat. Mr. Sharma is a grassroots man, also a long-term loyalist of the Gandhi family, and has been working as an MP's representative in the two constituencies for a long time. With mother Sonia Gandhi and sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra by his side, Rahul Gandhi today filed nomination papers for the Raebareli Lok Sabha seat. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, other leaders like K.C. Venugopal and also Priyanka Gandhi's husband, Robert Vadra, were with Mr. Gandhi as he submitted the papers at the district magistrate's office. Over the past two decades, the seat has elected Sonia Gandhi. Despite the wave of support for the BJP and Mr. Modi in 2014 and 2019, this seat stayed with the Congress. Sonia Gandhi has now moved to Rajya Sabha, vacating the prestige seat for her son. In Raebareli, Rahul Gandhi is up against the BJP's Dinesh Pratap Singh, who finished a runner-up in the 2019 elections. Despite immense pressure from within the ranks and files to the contest from Amethi, Rahul Gandhi clearly has chosen a safe seat. Raebareli is considered one of the safest seats for the Congress party. And why? Out of the 20 elections it has witnessed so far, the Congress has won 17. History, however, also records an odd distinction for this seat. Raebareli is the seat from where a sitting prime minister lost an election. This was when Indira Gandhi was defeated by Janata Party's Raj Narayan in the 1977 elections after emergency. Earlier, the seat has been represented by Mr. Gandhi's grandfather and Indira Gandhi's husband, Firoz Gandhi. Priyanka Gandhi has decided to not enter the electoral fray this time. Remember, Rahul Gandhi had made his political debut from Amethi in 2004 and saw relative smooth sailing in the first 10 years, I would say, with the UPA being in power from 2004 to 2014. While the last 10 years have certainly been very challenging for Rahul. He won the 2014 polls against the BJP's Smriti Irani by over 1 lakh votes, but she had a spirited campaign and made inroads into the Congress citadel of Amethi. And in 2019, she emerged as a giant slayer. Let's first listen into the reactions, and then I bring in the guests. Also, we'll have Smriti Irani joining us shortly.
ये लोग घूम घूम कर सबको कहते हैं डरो मत, मैं भी आज उन्हें कहता हूं और बड़े जी भर के कहता हूं, अरे डरो मत, भागो मत।
नहीं नहीं, उन्हों खुद ही भाग के वाराणसी आए ना जी। हाँ, पूछो उनको।
इतना ही कह दूं कि अमेठी से गांधी परिवार का ना लड़ना इस बात का संकेत है कि कांग्रेस पार्टी चुनाव में एक वोट पड़ने से पहले ही अमेठी से अपना हार स्वीकार कर चुकी है।
हम अमेठी में एक बार फिर सच्चाई की राजनीति और सेवा की राजनीति वापस लाना चाहते हैं।
फिर से अमेठी से भागकर रायबरेली में पर्चा डाला। अरे राहुल बाबा, मैं यहाँ से रायबरेली का परिणाम बता देता हूँ। भारतीय जनता पार्टी के प्रत्याशी दिनेश प्रताप सिंह के सामने आप रायबरेली से प्रचंड बहुमत से हारने जा रहे हैं। मेरी बात लिख।
खरगे जी का, सोनिया जी का, राहुल जी का, प्रियंका जी का हृदय से धन्यवाद देता हूँ कि उन्होंने मेरे जैसे छोटे कार्यकर्ता को इतनी बड़ी जो उनकी पारिवारिक सीट है उसकी जिम्मेवारी मेरे को दिया है। मैं पूरी कोशिश करूंगा कि यहाँ मेहनत करूँ।
Joining me now, Adil Singh Bopparai, here in the studio, we have Shazia Ilmi, spokesperson of the BJP, Manisha Priyam, political analyst, Neeja Chaudhary, senior journalist, Nahid Larry Khan is the spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Neeja, beginning with you, your thoughts today. Have the Gandhis abandoned Amethi, or are you one of those who will say that it was a strategic call, they should survive to fight another day? Ma'am, you have to unmute yourself.
I think that, am I audible now?
Yes, loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. I think it would have been better had Rahul Gandhi decided to contest from Amethi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra from Rae Bareilly. Victory or defeat apart, it would have signaled to the Congress Karyakarta, to Uttar Pradesh and to the country that they mean business about revival of the Congress Party in Uttar Pradesh, which has been the karma bhumi of the Nehru Gandhi family and which has also been vital for the Congress's, you know, move ahead. Without revival in UP, there won't be a national player. So had they done that, I think it would have been better. While I can understand and sympathize with Rahul that he may not want to risk a defeat for the second time from Amethi, I don't see how, I don't see the politics and the logic of fielding him from Rae Bareilly, because there are all the flip sides to that story. You know, if you, Wayanad, what are the people in Wayanad going to feel? Hmm. Of course, the voting there is over. So that is not politically or electorally relevant anymore. But for the future, there is a whole north-south angle to consider. If he gives up Wayanad for Rae Bareilly, already there are tensions north-south. Southern states are talking about tax terrorism. There is whole delimitation exercise in the offing in 2026. The southern states feel our Lok Sabha numbers will go down. And therefore, this is a time bomb ticking away. And Rahul Gandhi giving up, and he's spoken about north-south problems. And for him to actually prefer Rae Bareilly, and not having declared his intention to stand from there while the Wayanad voting was going on, I think that it's a very problematic area. Okay. And to say that, so there are many flip sides to this. Sorry,
there could be also this understanding, Neeja, that could he have made this announcement earlier? I mean, people of Wayanad would have also felt that, you know, he is being honest with us. And Manisha Priyam, are you of that opinion that this announcement, if Rahul Gandhi indeed was considering to fight from Rae Bareilly, not Amethi, he could have made that announcement earlier. Why keep it till the last minute?
I mean, that's been the news about this news, that it was made at the last minute. That's been the news about this news, that, you know, although it was expected and anticipated that he would be in Amethi, but he's fought Rae Bareilly. That's the news, that it was expected that both the brother and the sister will fight, but only one announces, and that also from Rae Bareilly, which is considered safer seat. Now, I see the Congress and the BJP going along this decision with two different strategies. The BJP had gone all the way to have and position an important leader like Smriti Irani only for Amethi and only devoted to the cause of taking on the bastion of the Gandhis in Amethi. And in 2019, that was the big news, that a new comer in politics, Smriti Irani, was able to trounce Rahul Gandhi. Now, what the Congress has been able to gain is that this talking point will not exist. But if this talking point will not exist, things like, you know, why did the two fight? What will happen to Amethi? Whether it will be in Wayanad or here, those will continue to hog the political horizon. But I must say that for the moment, the political storm is kept hot, and BJP will have to now see as to how Smriti Irani, an important leader who's been concentrated only in Amethi, how she will up the ante, considering that no big Gandhi is fighting against her. Then how will her mettle, you know, she's now bought a home there. She has an important campaign call, Main Amethi Bol Rahi Hoon. Those of us who watch the media, you know, it's all about her constituency and the work that she's done for the constituency. So the next 12 days, the BJP will have to change track and see how Smriti Irani's presence there can be scaled up. and how the way she's associated with the constituency
yes.
can be a larger benefit
okay,
for the
Shazia,
party.
Okay, Shazia, respond to this. You know, the fact is that Smriti Irani has personally invested herself in this constituency. She has been in Amethi for weeks. And the fact is that she did not really parachute into Amethi or is not really one of those politicians or MPs who visits only during the time of elections. She has been invested in Amethi. For her, what does this battle really mean from today onwards?
Well, the very fact that Rahul Gandhi has abandoned Amethi and made his intentions all too clear just goes on to show the concession he's made already. And it's also proven that Smriti Irani, last time around, was a giant slayer and actually slayed Rahul Gandhi. But this time, what Smriti Irani has achieved with the abandonment and running away of Rahul Gandhi is actually slaying the party, Congress party itself, because it means that the relevance of Congress party in UP and its mettle and its viability has gone for a toss. This is actually huge, because earlier it was just about Rahul Gandhi. This time around, it spells the doom of Congress party and not just Rahul Gandhi in UP, and also as a serious player in Indian politics. Where does Congress party stand? We are looking at talking about UP. We're talking about, whether it's Jawaharlal Nehru or Indira Gandhi or Rajiv Gandhi, the old ties, the ancestral lineage of Allahabad, Phulpur, and, Rai Bareli, Amethi, UP. And now the Rahul Gandhi's decision.
So it's bad optics.
Goes on to show. So that's one thing that Smriti Irani, the name Smriti Irani means that, and what BJP has done to Congress is removed and killed its relevance in UP, which is saying a lot.
We are looking at the third phase of elections on 7th, and Adil Singh Boparait appears that the Congress, which is visibly the fulcrum of this India bloc, has conceded defeat by squandering away an opportunity of a fight in Amethi.
Well, Maria, the naysayers will be proved wrong, and they're reading it incorrectly. How we in the Congress see it is the growth of an ordinary worker of the Congress party to contest the prestigious seats such as Amethi. Mr. Kishori Lal Sharma is known in every nook and corner of Amethi. He's somebody who's wedded.
But are you really giving him time to contest?
Well, he's been there.
It appears that he's an afterthought.
No, not
only
at all.
Only when the Gandhi
not
said no, that KL Sharma was told, "Ke aap lad lijiye jaake."
But who told you that the Gandhi said no? It could possibly be a strategy decision. And it is a strategic decision. Every political party has the discretion to decide at an opportune time. Has Mr. Modi decided to contest from south of the Vindhyas? No. Nobody is willing to ask that question to Mr. Modi. Of course, it is something which is their prerogative. Now, coming to Rai Bareli and Amethi, there is a family connect with Rai Bareli. This is a seat which was formerly represented by Mrs. Indira Gandhi, thereafter Mrs. Sonia Gandhi. This is a seat which has been entrusted to Mr. Rahul Gandhi, and he will emerge victorious with a huge margin. Coming to Amethi,
Mr.
Kishore. Give me 30 seconds.
I'll ask the producer to put those graphics on the television screens as well. First, the Congress party's overall footprints in UP is shrinking, and their, the margin of their victory in Rai Bareli is also going down. It has been consistently reducing. That graphics on the television screen. Yes, that one. Just look at.
You know, Maria. No,
so,
I don't need to look at it because
really
we get feedback from the ground.
It's not really a very rosy picture for you there, even in Rai Bareli.
Please understand, we get feedback from the ground, and there is unprecedented anger against Mrs. Irani in Amethi.
Then you could have contested Amethi.
Please understand. Here is a leader who's been given an opportunity, grassroots worker. You're not letting me speak. You're interrupting me at every 10 seconds. Here is an opportunity given to a grassroots worker to defeat somebody who is arrogant, to defeat somebody who believes that it is a birthright to contest from Amethi, and she makes all sorts of outlandish allegations against the Congress leadership. And she will be arrested, she will be defeated by an ordinary Congress worker from Amethi, an individual who knows every nook and corner of Amethi, an individual who is dyed-in-the-wool Congress ideology. And responding to the other questions of the other perennial critics and naysayers, let me tell you, Mr. Gandhi and Mrs. Priyanka Gandhi are national leaders. They are required to required to campaign across the country. So therefore, Mrs. Priyanka Gandhi does not want to confine herself to one particular constituency. At an appropriate time, she'll take the decision to plunge. Having said this, it is not about personalities. At the end of the day, and this is where the problem in the Indian polity is arising, at the end of the day, you have to see the track record of every legislator
okay,
and parliamentarian.
Ask you one question?
And this is where the BJP has miserably failed.
If it is about giving an ordinary worker a chance, just like KL Sharma is getting a chance to contest in Amethi, why not Rai Bareilly?
Well, please understand. You're
with the same logic here.
No, please understand. Number one, this is a strategy decision of the Congress party. It is very difficult to second guess. Why is Mr. Modi not contesting from the south? May I ask you this question? Why doesn't he go and contest from Trivandrum? Or why didn't he not contest from Wayanad?
Can you answer
for that?
No, please understand. Here we are talking about your bastion.
No, please understand.
The supposed turfs. The
please
supposed
understand.
Strongholds.
India is the Congress's bastion.
India is the Congress's pocket border. How much of a concern is it for the Samajwadi party? Because it's India bloc which is fighting in Uttar Pradesh, Nahid. Embarrassment? Or are you of the opinion that it really doesn't matter? You know, Samajwadi party is fighting its own battle, leaving the tensions to the Congress to deal with their own constituencies.
See, Maria, the people of Rai Bareilly are very happy. And thousands of people today, they came on road. Your channel and, in fact, all the channels were showing that thousands and thousands of people came out on the road to welcome and support the son of UP, in fact, the grandson of UP, Rahul Gandhiji. And you will see that in Rai Bareilly, India bloc is going to win with a huge margin. And similarly, I can say about Amethi too. Amethi, the fight is between a grassroots man versus a parachute candidate of BJP who doesn't belong to Uttar Pradesh. She comes from Maharashtra. She ran from Maharashtra fearing defeat. So she came to Uttar Pradesh. Now Uttar Pradesh people have decided to remove her from Uttar Pradesh also.
Ensure that she wins in 2019.
Maria,
so she hasn't really parachuted. I don't think so. That's a fair argument, Nahid.
No. Let me just
that
explain.
Logic, Rahul Gandhi is a parachute candidate.
See, this is not fair. If I didn't interrupt in anybody's
Nahid. Okay, let me use that word parachute again and ask: Has Rahul Gandhi parachuted in Kerala?
Let me just answer at least, Maria. What's this? What's the point
of calling me
for a debate? Let me just finish off first.
Go ahead,
Maria. The thing is this: that people, Modi ji, he was fearing defeat in Gujarat, so he came, he ran from Gujarat and he came to Uttar Pradesh. Similarly, Smriti Irani was fearing defeat in Maharashtra, so she ran from Maharashtra and came to Uttar Pradesh. But this time the people of Uttar Pradesh have decided that they were only going to vote for people of Uttar Pradesh. That's why you see in Mathura what has happened, low percentage of vote. Hema Malini, people have rejected Hema Malini, she's losing there. Even in Meerut, they got a parachute candidate from Mumbai. He's not even from Meerut. He's not from Uttar Pradesh. Got a parachute candidate from Mumbai. People have rejected him too. So now people of Uttar Pradesh have decided that only people who are from Uttar Pradesh, they're going to vote them and send them to Lok Sabha. Because then only they can speak for them. The topic of India Congress, India bloc is this, that we are fighting to save constitution. BJP wants to finish off the constitution.
I don't know how to respond to these charges because the logic is so flawed. And I do not want to embarrass my friend, my young friend, who clearly is not making much sense.
Why are you not speaking on Prajwal Ravanna? Modi ji went
Nahid,
and asked for his vote.
Nahid,
he said vote for him. Nahid, he was
Nahid,
asking.
Please
he
calm
was,
down.
He did a rally.
The name of the show may be the big fight, but there is no fighting which happens on NDTV.
The biggest rapist
we really do not appreciate that.
Candidate.
No screaming on my shows, please. No screaming on my shows. Everybody gets their time. You have got your time. Now I'm going to Shazia. Only Shazia on the screen now, please. Yes, go ahead, Shazia.
So, you see, Narendra Modi ji, who could have contested from Gujarat, any of the constituencies, but chose Varanasi for a reason. And you know what happened then. You know, Smriti Irani, who, having fought once in Amethi, tried again and then continued to be in Amethi, and we saw what happened. The giant slaying, as everybody calls it. and for years, decades old loyalty of the Amethi and Raebareli voters was not just tested, but it proved that the track record of the Gandhis there was so low that Smriti Irani did exceptionally well. And that is the reason, and it's at the sphere of defeat, Mario, that has led Rahul Gandhi to go away.
Okay,
so the argument that is being made, you know, to UP,
you, one Rahul thing is Gandhi clear, that the rank and file of the Congress party would be disappointed
but
today.
He has thrown the Samajwadi Congress alliance.
If the monologue is over, can I come in, please?
Because this shows the lack of confidence.
Okay. Is it the lack of confidence? Yes, Shazia, okay.
Now, can I respond?
We'll be joined by Smriti Irani shortly, but yes, go ahead.
As a preliminary question, I'm very curious to know, is Ms. Ilmi comfortable with Mr. Modi and his party's pernicious propaganda about demonizing one entire community of this country?
Why
is she comfortable with that? Point number one.
Are you
why is she interrupting me?
Maria,
the big fight doesn't mean we have to fight.
Yes,
what makes you want to
Okay.
So therefore, this is not fair.
One moment, Adil. Shazia, you got your chance.
But I'm asking you,
Shazia,
what makes you so scared?
This is not fair.
Shazia, you got your time. Let Adil speak.
I need 60 seconds of uninterrupted time.
Okay, go ahead.
So therefore, first, Ms. Ilmi, before preaching to the country, she has to respond.
I'm not preaching at all.
What is this going on? Can you please mute her? This is not fair.
Okay, one moment, Adil. Shazia, please, let's listen to him. Yes,
so before
thank you.
Before she sermonizes the country, she has to respond, is she comfortable with the BJP logic of demonizing one entire community of this country? Now, responding to the BJP, on the contrary, the Congress cadre is enthused. The Congress cadre is enthused because this is a party which has given an opportunity to a grassroots worker to contest from a very prestigious seat.
I'm coming to you, Shazia.
So what does this demonstrate?
Shazia, I'm coming to you, please.
This is just not fair. Why is she so anxious today?
Okay, go ahead.
So therefore, this demonstrates that Congress is a party which believes in its democratic credentials, where every ordinary worker has the opportunity and can rise to contest an election from an extremely prestigious seat. And you are underestimating Mr. Kishori Lal Sharma. And so are your panelists. He is an individual who knows almost every Gram Pradhan in that constituency. He is somebody who has an incredible connect with the voter of Amethi. And he is somebody, and take it from me in writing, who will defeat the BJP's arrogance on the 4th of June.
Okay. So let me go back to the analysts. Shazia, 30 seconds to you. And then I begin then.
She has to respond to whether she's comfortable with Mr. Modi demonizing an entire community. She has to respond to that.
Please go ahead, Shazia.
Just like Rahul Gandhi ran away, got scared.
Not an answer.
Of defeat, ran away and betrayed all those.
Mr. Modi is betraying the constitution by demonizing one whole community. Are you comfortable with that, Ms. Ilmi?
I'm answering
Neerja
the question.
And,
please answer that
Manisha
question.
Manisha now on the screen.
No,
Neerja
no,
and Manisha only on the screen.
He's painted one community as an enemy of this country.
No,
is that fair?
We are talking
is that
about
justifiable?
Rahul Gandhi today. We are talking about
that
Rahul
is anti-constitution.
Today. And we are talking about the Gandhis not ready to contest. Why this reluctance in contesting from Amethi as the nomination closes? Manisha, Priyam and Neerja, back on the screen as we wait for Smriti Irani to join us in any moment now. Yes, go ahead, Neerja. How are you looking at the fact that there is this argument which has been put forth by the Congress party that it is their strategy? But is it really convincing that even when it is an ordinary worker, dyed-in-the-wool worker, as Congress says about KL Sharma, we know about him, but shouldn't he have been given more time?
I think absolutely. You know, the Congress spokesperson is marshalling very good talking points to counter the criticism that's coming their way. But I would say yes, if it was a well thought through strategy, this should have been done 3 years ago to give a Gram.
Yes, Mr. Sharma, some time
to get his act together. Not less than 3 weeks, and a last minute decision sprung on him. Is that fair is what I would ask.
Is that fair? Adil? Yes.
You know, I have great respect for Neerja Chaudhary-ji. She's somebody who's very astute in reading Indian politics. But everything is not spoken about in the media. There are things which happen below the surface. This is a strategic decision which was in the works. And this is a well-calculated and a well-designed situation. We wanted Mr. Sharma to contest because he is the best individual who knows every nook and corner. I say this at the cost of repetition. He knows that constituency in and out. Ms. Irani is a parachute candidate who the voter of Amethi is repugnant. It is repugnant to her arrogance. Please see her conduct with the voters. Please see her conduct which was on social media in the past, Manisha, with journalists, Manisha, from that constituency. Manisha.
No, the Congress party cannot just get away with having personalized comments on Mrs. Smriti Irani. There are political points that the Congress has been raising about Madam Irani, for example, the issues of women's rights violations and how the minister is not adequately spoken up. So somebody like me would have felt that the Congress, when it raises an issue, why don't they go full hog on raising it against a political opponent? Why didn't they take up the fight against Smriti Irani in a more high-profile way than is currently being done? So whatever they say, they will have to concede this point that under the circumstances, they have decided that they are going to just cede ground on Amethi. Whether they consider Smriti Irani worth putting so much time on, etc., is another thing. The second point is that, look, Rahul Gandhi's covered a lot of ground. He's got a lot of political agenda. The Bharat Jodo Yatra has been a makeover, etc. But the issue of Rahul Gandhi trying to win elections. Now, in a democracy, the way of leadership change, the way of political change is through winning elections. And that's something that Rahul Gandhi will have to face squarely today or tomorrow. He's faced the hustings in Wayanad, which is considered a safe seat as far as the Congress is concerned and Rahul Gandhi is concerned. But he will have to demonstrate that there are more regions and parts of India where he can stand and win. And Amethi certainly was one of those. So we can argue, but these will remain talking points and thought points. As far as the BJP is concerned, I have also said that for the BJP, having invested an important leader like Smriti Irani in a constituency, they gained the momentum for 2019. But given the fact that the Congress has played this move on the check, what will they do with an important leader? Will they have her tied down only to this constituency? Or will they scale up the presence and persona of Madam Irani to gain more momentum and presence for the BJP? If so, what will that be? So I think for both sides, there are issues. And for the Congress, certainly, some answering to be done to thinking publics of this world and people who care about democracy.
Okay. Shazia and Nahid, I'm coming to you because, Shazia, the argument is that here is Smriti Irani, who, you know, as the Prime Minister said, bhag gaye or daro mat, all those words that were used by Rahul Gandhi, it is returning to haunt him and it's coming from the BJP. One may also say that this time the Congress clearly knew that whatever said and done, these are the words which will be thrown on Rahul Gandhi, even if he fights from Amethi. Then he has decided that he will be playing on his own pitch in Rai Bareli. Can that be a counter?
You know, the fact of the matter is that Rahul Gandhi could have taken one for the team. And here, it impacts not just the chances of Rahul Gandhi's party, but also that of Samajwadi Party. And therefore, in India Alliance, because it just goes on to show how serious they are to have their skin in the game. If he were to be a serious contender, he would know better than to abandon the people and the families which have supported his family, the Gandhi legacy, for decades and decades, almost six decades. So that, I think, is a very serious betrayal, and that he will not be able to live down for a long time to come. Yes, there is personal comfort in going to Rai Bareli and a lot of discomfort with sticking onto Amethi. But I think it translates into a larger conceding that has happened by Congress party through the decision of Rahul Gandhi to run away and seek safer climbs as he has in this time.
Did the Samajwadi Party, Nahid, not give that confidence that Rahul Gandhi and the Congress were asking for as far as Amethi is concerned? Did they not back his candidature from Amethi. And there are also reports which are suggesting that perhaps it was communicated to the Congress party that if you're not interested in contesting from Amethi, give it to the Samajwadi party and they'll contest.
I don't know who gave you all these news. From the beginning, these two seats were for Congress. And it's rather hilarious that those people are saying, daro mat, bhago mat, jo khud Gujarat se dar kar, bhaag kar Banaras aage. It's hilarious. I mean, the debate should be on this, that people who ran from Gujarat, a person who ran from Gujarat fearing defeat, he's going to run from Banaras as well. People of Banaras are angry with it. Because
Manisha is looking at you surprisingly. Because I think that's a hilarious argument. Mr. Modi did not run from Gujarat. That's a hilarious argument that is being put forward. Yes, please go ahead. Manisha will respond for you.
This is not fair. We need to have arguments that are based in political facts, that are based in political logic. Now, madam, can you tell us when did Mr. Modi lose in Gujarat? He won 3 consecutive elections. He becomes a prime ministerial candidate after having won Gujarat in the 2012 assembly elections. Which MP election did he fight that he lost in Gujarat? He ran away from... What do you mean ran away? I mean, literally, can you give us some facts on what you're arguing? You can have points that favor the political position that you hold. And we are okay to argue with those points. But this is, I mean, absolutely unacceptable. Where did he lose his elections? You have to win elections to be a leader. Mr. Akhilesh Yadav goes and wins elections to be a leader, isn't it? Madam Dimple Yadav is fighting. Hope she wins her elections. In a democracy, the simple point is that you have to fight parliamentary elections and win them. Only then you become a leader of stature. That's the point that's being made, right? So what are you defending? I can't understand this.
Maria, can I come in, please?
Okay, so there's lack of argument here. Yes,
I need 60 seconds because since it's election season and therefore issues should matter.
Today
you have a situation where a serial predator... Can I come in, please? Today
this
you
is
have
not
a
fair, Maria, at all.
Nahid, you were making an illogical argument you were giving. So that is the reason why and a political expert, someone who has travelled the country, understands the politics better, is asking for a sensible argument from the Samajwadi Party spokesperson than giving the logic that you have done. Please go ahead.
May I come in?
Yes.
Since you're talking about the track record...
Yes.
Can I come in, please, Nahid? Kindly.
Yes, Adil.
Since we're talking about the track record of the BJP, today you have a situation where a serial predator has fled the country under Mr. Modi and the BJP's watch, namely Prajwal Revanna. What does the Amethi BJP candidate have to say about that? Number one. Number two, you have Brijbhushan Singh's son being given a ticket. Somebody who's accused by our national jewels of sexual harassment. What does the Amethi candidate have to say about that? Number three, what does Ms. Ilmi have to say about that? About the BJP demonizing one community. Number four, please understand, it is the prerogative... of every political party to field a candidate from a constituency which they desire.
So about,
this is a calculated decision which has been taken.
Okay, so calculative decision, the decision which is though coming at a last moment, how calculative it is, one wonders. Shazia, quick 30
That's
seconds
the
and then
decide,
I'll be joined
Maria,
by Smriti Irani shortly.
Adil,
please go ahead.
Adil, I'm answering your question. You asked me 3 questions. One question you asked me earlier, you did not wait for me to reply to that. You said, how are you okay with my party demonizing a community? I want to ask you, how are you okay with your party exhorting Muslims to do war jihad? Are you not using Muslims and denigrating them to being mere EVM button pushers? The elite privileged Muslim families, how they use poor Muslims for war jihad? Is that not the biggest disservice you do to the Muslim community? And the second point you talked about, Brijbhushan, you know, what are the chances that if we did not give any ticket to Brijbhushan or his family, that your favorite alliance, Samajwadi Party, I'm talking about Akhilesh Yadav, who seems to be on very, very good terms, was dying to give a ticket to Brijbhushan, would not have been entertained.
So therefore you gave him the ticket.
And third,
therefore you give a ticket to a serial predator. What sort of logic is this? This is flawed.
Let me finish.
I didn't know you were a soothsayer, Shazia.
You have to be quiet. You'll have to be quiet.
Okay, let me go to our newsmaker now, straight to Amethi, where Union Minister and Amethi MP Smriti Irani is joining us live. Smriti Irani, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. Ma'am, the nominations are over.
Thank you.
How do you look at this battle for Amethi from today onwards?
I think the Congress nomination and the entire Gandhi family backing out from a battle in Amethi is significant because, as far as I'm concerned, it's the proclamation of defeat of the Congress party from Amethi.
So they have abandoned Amethi. The Congress says that they have given a chance to dyed-in-the-wool, grassroots worker to contest.
You and I know better, Maria. We've seen enough of politics to know when we are being hoodwinked. If there was an iota of chance of the Gandhi family winning, they would have fought the battle here in Amethi.
Would you have wanted Rahul Gandhi to contest? In 2014, you were relentless. In 2019, you emerged victorious. Now you have a house. You have invested yourself in Amethi.
In 2019, I already created history. Like I said, in 2019, I had already created history by defeating the sitting Congress president, which had never happened in the history of Indian democracy. So that history was already written. This is not the first time Mr. Rahul Gandhi has run away from Amethi. He had run away in 2019 as well. The only difference is last time he sought comfort in Wayanad. This time he chose not to contest at all. So it is the second time Mr. Gandhi has shied away from a battle in Amethi.
I know the nominations are over, but Smriti Irani, would you have wanted to challenge him also in Rai Bareli?
I think you give him too much importance. I'm a self-made woman. I've had a 2.5-decade-old career in media, successfully so. I've been a 3-time MP. I've been announced as the World Economic Forum Global Leader in 2015 itself. I've been a WHO ambassador to India on their ORS program. I've done much in life. I don't need a Rahul Gandhi chase to make my career or my name. And by the way, I've done it without having a politician who is a father to me and the karta dharta of an entire political organization. So I've done it without comfort and at personal cost. Mr. Gandhi, unfortunately, has not only let down his whole political organization, but also his family legacy. I think it speaks volumes that a sadharan karyakarta of the BJP could defeat the Gandhi Kiskayan. And today, a sadharan karyakarta of the BJP had the entire family packed away.
Yes, and what will happen in Rai Bareli? That's a neighbouring constituency, and you are one of those leaders who has travelled across Uttar Pradesh.
Mr. Gandhi was so comfortable about winning Rai Bareli, he would have never fought Wayanad. If Mr. Gandhi was so comfortable in winning Rai Bareli alone, on his own merits, he would have never fought Wayanad. If the Gandhis were so sure of winning Rai Bareli, Mrs. Gandhi would have never left Rai Bareli.
And midway, what we had heard of Robert Wadra throwing his hat into the ring and sharing that desire also to contest. How did you view that?
I think if Sonia Gandhi doesn't think her son-in-law is competent enough to be in Indian politics, that's a decision for Mrs. Gandhi to take. It's nothing for me to ponder about.
Ma'am, the Congress Party's footprints across the country has been shrinking, and particularly it's worrying. It is shrinking in the state of Uttar Pradesh. 80 seats it sends to the Lok Sabha. Do you think it will be able to do or make any mark in these elections?
No. I think the proclamation from Amethi itself is indicative that this is the last death knell in the political coffin of the Congress party.
So, as far as Raebareli battle, how do you see that?
Like I said, if Mr. Gandhi was so sure of winning Raebareli, why did he fight Wayanad? Because, Maria, every election costs the taxpayer. So why waste the taxpayer's money?
So Rahul Gandhi has wasted taxpayers' money, is what your opinion is, ma'am. 80 on 80 is what the BJP is expecting in Uttar Pradesh. How do you see the battle playing out?
Well, the 79th today was, like I said, proclaimed by the Congress party itself that they are losing. The 80th being Raebareli, Mr. Gandhi will surely lose from there. Else he would have never fought from Wayanad. And do remember, Mr. Gandhi is not fighting this battle alone. He has taken the support of the Samajwadi party. So what kind of a leader is this who can't fight his own battles alone?
Are the cadres of Mr. Gandhi demoralized? Because there was this sense that the rank and the file apparently want him to contest.
That is for Mr. Gandhi to answer. That's for Mr. Gandhi to answer what his cadres feel and think about him or about their political prospects.
So is Smriti Irani declaring today as the day of her victory, not waiting for 4th of June?
I didn't have to declare it. The Congress party declared it.
So the Congress has declared that they have conceded defeat much before the results on 4th of June?
Of course, otherwise the family would have fought from here.
So
let's not mince words. Everybody who's watching you right now knows.
Ma'am, we often discuss worthy opponents. Who's your worthy opponent right now?
I think that these adages are normally used by whimsical people who want to elongate a debate where not much is left to be considered or reflected upon. I think the decided future of Amethi in terms of who will win today has already been declared.
What is Congress's future?
Was Rahul Gandhi worthy in 2019?
Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
What
was he worthy in 2019?
In 2019, you defeated him with a huge margin. And you were hoping to... And you're hoping to
like
perhaps
I said, was
better
he worthy
that number
then?
This time.
See, that in 2019, he was an absentee MP. I'm a two-term MP who's never been absent. As compared to Mr. Rahul Gandhi, my spend of MP led funds and my record in Parliament has been pretty decent. So compared to somebody who's self-made and has been a productive MP, do you think an absentee MP who depended on a family name to become a politician is a worthy opponent for a person like me?
You have invested yourself in Amethi. You have a house there. You have been in and out of Amethi. You know, every weekend we have seen you in Amethi, interacting with people, you know, ensuring that they are taken care of. People of Amethi look at Smriti Irani very differently from what they did perhaps in 2014. How do you look at your own journey in the last 10 years, from 2014 to 2019 and now 2024?
Well, I think my journey, it's a decade of my life dedicated to the people of Amethi. But I've been an MP only for 5 years, as compared to 50 years of the Gandhi family. I'm grateful that people in these 5 years have decided that I make for a better public representative than the Gandhis, who were here for 50 years, and especially Mr. Rahul Gandhi was here an absentee MP for 15 years. The comparison was stark, and that is why the Gandhi family withdrew from contesting from its so-called family bastion.
Ma'am, bastions and strongholds are perhaps myths now since 2014. We have seen how bastions have fallen. You are a giant slayer yourself.
Indeed.
You know, so my question then is that is it the end of road for them?
Well, the writing is on the wall. As far as Amethi goes, they've woken up and smelt the coffee. I'm sure they will be coming to many realities on the 4th of June.
the citizen had fallen long ago, they've now woken up to that reality.
And when you were hearing all the rumors that he would contest, he will contest, may not contest, Priyanka Gandhi or Priyanka Gandhi Vadra could be fielded, you were continuing with your campaigns. It did not really matter to you even then. It doesn't matter even today?
Nope. It is my responsibility as the BJP candidate to go to every village, to the best of my ability, meet people and ask for their votes. I did it in the past 10-15 days that I was here. I shall do it till the 18th, where election campaign is permitted, and on 20th we go to vote. And I think it's ironical that I'll vote for the BJP in Gauriganj Amethi, and the Congress party will vote for Aam Aadmi Party and not its own Pratyashi.
Yes. Would you elaborate on that, ma'am? Congress party voting for Aam Aadmi Party.
Well, I think I don't need to elaborate. The erstwhile president who resigned has spoken enough.
Just few questions now. Overall in Uttar Pradesh, let me ask you, the Congress says that Daro Mat, Bhago Mat, all that, those phrases that he had used in the past, they are coming to back to haunt him, of course. But why look at those, you know, that may be good for narrative setting, but then even if Rahul Gandhi would have fought from Amethi, the BJP would have harped on similar narrative.
I think what is pertinent to note, Maria, Mr. Gandhi fought Wayanad and was not transparent enough with the voters of Wayanad about his intentions to fight from another seat. That exposes his hypocrisy as a politician. Secondly, I believe by conceding that the Gandhi family will not fight from Amethi, they've already declared that they are not well positioned for victory in Uttar Pradesh. And I think if you look at all political pundits who have a semblance of an understanding of political realities in this country, they are concluding, some who are a part of the Congress ecosystem, grudgingly so, that on the 4th of June, we are poised to see again Narendra Modi return as Pradhan Sevak of India.
And on 4th of June, we'll be seeing you again in the 18th Lok Sabha in a bigger role, perhaps. But ma'am, 80 on 80 is achievable. Are you saying that? Or is it 79
Yes.
79 or whatever. What is the number that you're giving in Uttar Pradesh?
Today is a great indicator of what is available in terms of political realities vis-a-vis the Congress party. It is the Congress party that has concluded that if any member of the Gandhi family fights Amethi, they will lose. It is not a conclusion by the BJP that the Gandhi family felt it did not have even a fighting chance in Amethi. Speaks volumes. Because remember this, they are the first family of Indian politics. And I am just the normal karyakarta of the BJP. That a BJP normal karyakarta could send them packing away. Speaks volumes about what awaits them on the 4th of June.
Smriti Irani, pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much and wishing you all the best for this battle. I'll be seeing you in Amethi soon, ma'am, to follow your campaign trail. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
On that note, we are slipping into a short break. Lots more on the other side.